So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Good evening. For parts of North America, the sun went out today. For a little under 3 minutes, the forces of darkness ruled in daylight as a great swath of shadow up to 190 miles wide cut across the continent from the coast of Oregon to Greenland. It was the last total eclipse of the sun for North America until the year 2017. Thousands of scientists and amateur viewers saw stars and the planets Mars, Venus, and Mercury briefly dominate the daytime skies.
All right, the clock is ticking for the eagerly anticipated Great American Eclipse that will make its way across the U.S. on Monday. And joining us on his day off to talk about it all is a guy who's going to be there. We're all going to be there, but Dave's going to be there covering it. It's Dave Schwann, everybody. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. I thought I was back at WFYR when I heard the total eclipse of the heart there.
It has now been the most overplayed song of the last week. If you haven't heard this song before, she's going to become big again, Dave. Bonnie Tyler, she's big.
Well, we are excited about this, and everybody is. I mean, it's just one of those things that is coming along in a lifetime, and the bags are packed, we're ready to go, as another song says. So we'll be hitting the road in a couple hours and going to Edwardsville first, and staying the night there, and then headed to Carbondale very early, really on the road at this time tomorrow morning, too.
Okay, very good. Now, is Krasanich doing the bell tomorrow?
Yes.
He is.
As a matter of fact, he's doing it from the road.
Oh, that's very cool.
He'll be doing that, and then we'll be headed to Edwardsville and the SIU stadium there, the Saluki Stadium.
Very cool.
Carbondale.
In Carbondale, yes.
Edwardsville is the other SIU campus.
Right. Oh, is that Roger Badish?
It is Roger Badish.
I'm a Saluki, dude. I got to correct you.
I know. We're going to give your regards to the Saluki Stadium.
Well, I've spent many a wonderful time there as a member of the marching band.
Oh, you were? That's another story for another time.
That's a long story.
That is. So what time, Dave, like tomorrow around Chicago, what are we going to see on Monday and around what time here?
Okay. The show will start around 11:20 or 11:30 in the morning. What that means is it'll start to get dark, very simply. That's when the moon will start to pass across the sun from our perspective here on Earth. The path of totality, as they say, is through the Carbondale area, where at around 1:20 on Monday afternoon, it will get almost completely dark. And the good news is the forecast is looking better. It is calling for mostly sunny skies, which means that when you have total totality or darkness at 1:20, you will see just the outer rim of the sun called the corona. What you're going to see here in Chicago will be about 89% darkness. You'll be in what is called the penumbra, which means a little bit away from the total path of this eclipse. What's really cool is that all 50 states are going to be affected by this in somehow.
Yeah, that's amazing. So here in Chicago, though, you're saying your show coverage is going to start in the morning, late in the morning. But the actual, when there's any darkness at all, when we will start feeling an effect, it's going to be around 1:20?
It'll be earlier than that.
Okay.
About 11 noon, you'll look around by 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. You'll say, well, it's a little different outside. And around 1 o'clock, it will be considerably darker. But down in Carbondale, in through the southern area of St. Louis, Patty Vasquez is going to be in Festus, Missouri, which isn't far from St. Louis, where they will be in the path of totality. And it will really be pretty much what it is, what we're looking at it right at this moment now. You know, you look out the window there.
So I'm assuming street lamps will go on. I mean, right, automatically due to the darkness and
that could well happen because, you know, them being on a timer. What's interesting, too, is that animals will think that it's getting dark. There have been reports during these types of things where birds will return to their nest thinking that it's dark. That things will get quiet, and another thing, the temperature will drop. In totality, the temperature could drop as much as 20 degrees.
Wow, that quickly.
Yeah, and you may notice it. You may notice a temperature drop here, too, simply because the sun is being blocked by an object.
Wow. I mean, so we really, what was the last time, Dave, that we experienced something like this, in its totality, like this?
Well, across the United States, 99 years.
Wow.
Yeah, across the United States. And as your Walter Cronkite clip just a few minutes ago mentioned, the last time any part of the continental U.S. had something like this was 1979. In another 7 years, we're going to have the same thing.
Really?
And Carbondale is going to be in the path of it again.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool. No, I was just thinking about this, too, that the last time that this happened, that was like, you know, 4 or 5 years before we even went on the air here. So,
yeah.
I wonder how that was covered, 100 years ago. It's probably just the newspaper.
Oh, it
I'm
had
assuming.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There really, 1918, there was no radio. So you're right. Newspaper, any type of pictures would have been in a paper.
And you wonder what kind of panic that would have caused, because if you weren't reading the daily paper,
and you didn't know.
Right?
There are stories about in ancient times what various civilizations and peoples did that they didn't really know what was happening, and people would be scared to death. There was a story about a king in Germany back in the Middle Ages that was so terrified he had a heart attack.
Wow.
And in China, they would shoot fiery arrows up toward the sun to try and light it again. They would think that thought that the sun was going out.
Wow.
They would shoot arrows up into the air to make it turn light again. And then when the moon would move away from the sun, they'd say, see, the arrows worked.
Wow. I think there was confusion on my part of when this was all going to happen. So is this really happening over like a 2-hour period? I kept thinking, okay, this is going to be a very quick thing, but you're saying really over 2 hours, sometime around 11:30, 11:45, it's going to begin, and then by 1:20, it's going to be total darkness. How quickly will we recover from that? Like it'll become light again at 2:30?
Yeah. Yes. Right. That's right. Yeah. It'll be over by 2:30, something like 2:45. As it will become gradually lighter, about the same time period that it would become gradually darker. Once again, as the moon moves around the sun closer and closer, when it's in the center of the sun and blocking out as much light as possible, and then that's it, and then it will move away from there.
And NASA has also issued a solar eclipse safety warning. The only safe way to look directly at the uneclipsed or partially eclipsed sun is through special purpose solar filters, which we've been talking about these glasses that everybody's out of, or handheld solar viewers. Homemade filters or ordinary sunglasses, even very dark ones, are not safe for looking at the sun. Nonetheless, doctors are bracing for a spike in ER visits related to the event. So, you got to be very careful while you're viewing this.
Oh, yeah. You cannot stress this enough, Dave. And that includes here. That's not just, in the Carbondale area or areas where you're going to see the totality. That includes here, and to watch the eclipse, you must have those. You don't want to risk doing some permanent damage to your eyes.
No.
You just don't. It would be a very, very tragic thing, and I can understand how, ERs and doctors are bracing for something like this, because, let's face it, there will be people that would, look up and not worry about it or get too excited,
right,
and want to take a picture and that sort of thing. So the glasses are a must. They really are. By the way, last Thursday, the Adler Planetarium was passing out free glasses, F-R-E-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
They handed out 12,000.
Wow.
Between in the morning in Daly Plaza and then again over at Grant Park. We happened to see the line in Grant Park Thursday afternoon, and it reached from Roosevelt up to the 11th Street pedestrian bridge.
Wow.
That goes over the Metra South Shore tracks. All the way across that bridge to Columbus Drive, back south to Columbus Drive, and then back to Roosevelt.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
And they ran out again. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, WGN has it covered. Dave Schwann, Steve Grzanich, Patty Vasquez, all will be covering this. And I'm sure throughout the day you'll be talking to folks tomorrow and Monday, but then some hard coverage happening late morning tomorrow through John Williams' show in the afternoon. So we'll be staying tuned. Safe travels to you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Roger, thank you very much.